At the February 16th Pocahontas County Commission meeting, Mary Beth Barr, the CEO of Pocahontas Memorial Hospital, or PMH, explained that the Strategic Planning Committee of the hospital's board has been negotiating with Buckeye Development to possibly buy a tract of land that adjoins the hospital property. The land is just under 2 acres in size, and PMH would like to build a housing unit and equipment bay for their emergency medical unit. Barr explained that they have reached a tentative agreement to buy the land for about $60,000. However, since the county owns the hospital, they need the approval of the county commission to make the purchase. Barr said the property would be purchased using cash from the hospital's operating budget, and they can afford it. Commission President Walt Helmick was assured that no county taxpayer money would be used for this. It was also pointed out that the property has been appraised for $74,000 and assessed at $49,000. Convinced that PMH can afford this purchase, the commissioners voted to give PMH the authority to purchase the property at a price they negotiate using their own funds. Additionally, the commissioners agreed to make a $5,000 contribution to the Pocahontas County Humane Society, which will be used as their match to obtain a $15,000 state grant to provide reduced-cost spay and neutering services in the county. Jason Bosserman and Judy Fuller of the Upper Pocahontas Community Cooperative, or UPCC, let the commissioners know that the citizens of that part of the county want to preserve and restore the old Howes Tannery office building in Frank. The UPPC is looking for a group of citizens who are willing to form a nonprofit corporation that can obtain grants to restore the building. Fuller said she has been looking into having the building placed on the National Historic Registry, which would make it easier to obtain restoration funding grants. Commission President Helmick said there would still need to be a useful purpose for the building, such as a museum, and any nonprofit would have to agree to operate and maintain the county-owned building once all this was in place. And the commission might even consider turning over ownership of the building to that nonprofit. It was agreed to discuss this further at the next commission meeting. Also, during the meeting, the commissioners adjourned the current Board of Review and Equalization hearing, scheduled 3 2021 budget work sessions, one for 10 a.m. on March the 8th and 10 a.m. on March the 12th and 9:30 a.m. on March the 10th. They agreed to consider including the Fire Board's fiscal audit as part of the Commission's annual state audit at a future meeting, provided that the Fire Board provides them with a letter requesting this. They received an update from 911 Director Mike O'Brien about the progress of building the new parking lot at the 911 Center. O'Brien said they are waiting for the weather to break and for Southern States to remove an old propane tank from the site. They received an update on the repairs to the courthouse roof. They have been told by maintenance that the roof is not leaking at this time, but will probably need new and larger guttering to prevent future leaks. They need an estimate, and any work will have to wait for better weather. They received an update from Rita Griffith on the Day Report Center's upcoming JCS grant application. The commissioners passed a memorandum of understanding with the Community Corrections Board authorizing this application. They appointed Louise Berner to the County Fairs, Dramas, and Festival Board, her term expiring on June 30, 2023. And finally, they voted to write a letter to the Federal Communications Commission to force the satellite TV companies to provide local West Virginia channels to their Pocahontas County customers instead of the Virginia channels they now provide. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.